to a brand new episode of Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. I've got to be quick because I'm going to the cinema today. It's Saturday and it is apparently National Cinema Day or something. Anyway, the point is I managed to get cinema tickets for £3, so that's good. We love to see that. I thought I might go and see Barbie again, but in the end I decided to see Cobweb because it looked really cool, and I was like, yeah, okay. I haven't been to the cinema to see a horror film for a very long time, so I'm really excited about it, actually. I'm just really hype, and I've got, because at my cinema, they started it during COVID, but they still do it, which is fabulous news for me. You can, like, pre-order your drinks and your popcorn and stuff, and then you just literally go up to the counter and collect it. It's immense, so I've done that. Dead excited, looking forward to it. Very, very hype. Weird to actually have, like, plans on a Saturday that do not just involve working on projects, actually. Weird to be doing something that does not involve work. But very happy about it, very happy about it. But I saw something very, very weird on social media. And I have to talk about this because I'm so confused. So, God. I saw this thing trending and it took me down a rabbit hole of a thing that I have never in my life, like, I'm so confused. I'm lost, right? So, apparently, in Liverpool, right? I've only been to Liverpool twice, I think. It's a nice place, but I just, you know, I haven't been there very often. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll get, you know, get there more. It'd be nice. There's far more to it than the various Beatles tourist places. My favourite place about Liverpool, by the way, is the ferry. And okay, yeah, some may argue that's a touristy place too, but it's fucking great. anyway, so in Liverpool, apparently, there was this man who... This man has his own Wikipedia, so I feel like I could say the name, but also I don't know that I should. So this man is apparently this huge guy, this bodybuilder, right, who goes around stalking people, harassing blokes, touching them. What the fuck? Oh my God, what the fuck? He was initially convicted of manslaughter after somebody that he did this to tried to run away and unfortunately died while trying to get away from this man. But it was overturned, apparently. Oh my God, there's a documentary on BBC Three. I love a good BBC Three documentary. I have to say, 100% worth a license fee. You know what else is also worth a license fee? EastEnders. It's back. It's back, baby. Camp EastEnders is back. I'm living my best life. I feel a lot better than last week, if you couldn't tell. The sun is shining. I'm I'm going out, I'm doing stuff and things. Camp EastEnders is back. It's good to be alive. Right, so let's have a look. So this man, oh my God. Oh my God. See, he just, started running around, like chasing after young lads and men, asking to touch them and feel their muscles. I'm sorry, how has this man like not been jailed forever? What the fuck? What the fuck? Okay. So he was previously jailed for threatening behavior. See, this is my problem. This is my problem. Crimes like this, you know, kind of obsessional, you know, stalking, harassment, stuff like that, they're just not taken seriously by the British legal system until it's too late, because there's obvious like escalation with this guy. And he was basically convicted again and again. Again and again. And, you know, each time the judge is like, oh God, you're evil, you're horrible. And it's like, well, fucking jail him then. Don't keep letting him out. Fuck. But they did. They did. He was told, you are a danger to young men and your behaviour is both strange and obsessive. Yes. Yes. Oh my God. They had to, apparently he had to be banned from touching, feeling or measuring anyone's muscles, asking people to do squats in public, entering the towns of St. Helens, Warrington or Widnes without police permission. My grandma's from Widnes, by the way. And loitering near schools, gyms or sports clubs. I'm getting a word, and that word is nonce. But then the ban was overturned. But then it was put back in place. He was later arrested for breaching this order by approaching a man in a shopping centre, asking about this man's muscles and then touching him. Jail forever. Like, seriously, this is the thing, right? This is going to a wider place, but it's insane that there was just this guy running around Merseyside, touching all of these lads, seemingly getting off on it, stalking them, following them, harassing them, getting away with it again and again and again. And here's why I'm talking about this today. There are rumors that this man has died, and there's a bunch of people who are putting up like legit, you know, sort of jokey tributes and shit. And one of the tweets that I saw, I feel, really sums it up. So this person said, He chased me and my cousin. He was a menace to society, a very scary man who preyed upon young boys. And that's the thing. A legit predator. And it's just like hand waved away, you know, and it's hilarious and it's funny, I guess, in the name of like memes. Like this guy is obviously like a fucking creep, obviously. And yeah. God. Oh my God. But I think it is, it's something that a lot of people here in the UK, I mean, obviously it's probably a wider problem, but you know, I live in the UK, so that's the focus that you get. A lot of people in the UK, they don't want to have a real and serious discussion about why it is that, you know, a lot of our social content, so to speak, is basically made up of, how do I put this? people, just innocent people, just normal people. Normal men, innocent men, or women, you know, who are just trying to live their lives being bothered by strangers on the street, right? So obviously this fucking creep, whether he's dead, whether he's not, I don't know. It feels immaterial. He's still a fucking creep and he's disgusting. He would go around harassing, touching, chasing in some cases, apparently, young men for his own gratification. And that has now evolved, right? We are at a point in the UK, obviously I know this does happen outside as well, but it is something really common here, where people will film others for, you know, videos or take pictures for social media posts. There are people who will basically, you know, stalk, harass other people for content, for views, which is just fucking insane. There was a young guy fucking hell, a young guy a couple months back, he was some TikTok dickhead, and he would film himself walking into people's houses, going up to lone girls and lone women and asking them to their faces, do you want to die? And being really creepy on purpose to try and frighten them and scare them. He would run up to Jewish people and be really anti-Semitic. He would harass people in the streets. He would just be really fucking awful. And he did all of this for views on TikTok. And he does not seem to have taken any responsibility whatsoever. One thing, he was interviewed about this by Piers Morgan on fucking Talk TV or whatever. And he made this whole thing about, you're just picking on me because I'm a person of colour, because I'm ethnic. Well, so am I, bitch. And I'm telling you, okay, yeah, I don't know Piers Morgan's motivations, but I know mine. Okay, we're both ethnic, bitch, and I'm telling you, you're a fucking piece of shit. okay? You're a terrible person and you need to evaluate your life choices, because if you are trying to build a life for yourself on intimidating members of the public and filming that shit, put it in jail. Put it in jail. It is absolute nonsense to suggest that people were calling you out because of your race. And you know what? It's people like that kid that mean that actual racism doesn't get taken seriously. You know? And I'm so bored of little shits and little fucking unruly bastards trying to pull that defense and say, oh, you're just picking on me because of racism. Fuck off. Fuck off. People are angry with you because you run around acting like a fucking psychopath, breaking into people's homes, intimidating lone women in the fucking street, threatening them, being racist yourself to Jewish people. Like, how are you going to talk about racism when you literally filmed yourself being racist for clout? Like, shut up, you stupid little boy. I'm so sick of it. And he's not the only one. There are so many. He just happens to be the one that got the most, you know, exposure from it, I guess. But there are so many, you know, people who basically have decided that harassment, ridiculous behavior, doing crimes live online or whatever is what they want to do with their lives. You know, we're given one life, one go around on this fucking planet, and this is what they choose to do with it. I don't know. Maybe this is me getting old and I you know, that's where I am. I don't know. But what the fuck is wrong with people on this island? What the fucking hell is wrong with it? Maybe it's because they don't have any real talents and this is the only way they can get attention, which is sad. Like, dedicate yourself to developing a craft instead of being this. Maybe it's something deeper. Maybe it's something deeper because we have this guy now that's being talked about all over social media, this, and you know, in some people's minds, urban legend, urban myth, this man who terrorized young blokes all across Merseyside for gratification, for his own satisfaction. Is that what this is? Is it some kind of thrill? Are people acting so unruly, so fucking feral, wanting to intimidate people, chase people down the street? Like, I, you know, I've seen on social media videos of people wanting to, you know, run down the street, chasing people, intimidating them in the dark, just for the hell of it. You know, a couple of years back, there was this whole fucking trend of fucking dumb bitches, you know, dressing up in all dark outfits, carrying some kind of weapon and literally just lurking around in the dark to scare and frighten people who are walking home or on the way back from work or from hanging out with friends or whatever, just because they thought it would be fucking funny. And I just feel like the world would function a lot better if people just left each other the fuck alone. You do not need to be touching people. You do not need to be actually talking to strangers. You do not need to be filming and taking pictures of people without their consent. You do not need to be busting into people's fucking homes. Listen, I'm not going to talk like I'm some kind of like mafia princess or nothing, because, well, that'd be campfire worse. No. But, like, if someone's breaking into my house, I mean, I'm probably not very intimidating, to be honest. You know, they're stood there with, like, a gun or whatever. It won't be a gun. I live in Kent. Come on. Like, maybe a knife then. You know, and I'm stood there in my fluffy dressing gown. Like, don't come any closer. I'll hit you in the head with this mop. But I will try and defend myself. I will try. I probably won't do very well, but I'll give it a good go. There's no point calling the cops, of course, because here in the UK, that basically doesn't work. The police, you know, they'll be like, oh, you're being robbed. What do you want me to do about it? Oh, some guy just came into your house with a knife. What do you want me to do about it? I'm sorry, you expect me to come to your house? For what reason, boo? Like, seriously, that's literally, like, what they would say. It's funny because anytime you criticize the police here in the UK, some person will be like, oh, well, actually, one day you're going to need them when someone's doing a crime to you. And it's like, well, anyone who has ever, like, had a crime committed against them in the UK would know that, like, firstly, they're probably not going to show up. Like, if you get, like, your phone stolen or your house broken into, they're probably not going to show up. There are so many people who've had their phones stolen. Like, I've read the story so many times and I know people this has happened to. And their phone has been stolen. They know where the phone is. It is still, like, it'll be, like, two streets away. They can show them on the fucking location tracker on you know, on their iCloud, if they've got that, or they've got, you know, a tracking device on the phone. And they'll be like, look, this is where my phone is. Can you help me get it back? And the police are like, No, sorry. You know, or someone comes and breaks into your house, which honestly, I think having someone invade your home is probably one of the most terrifying things. You know, it's scary. They won't come out. They might ring you back in a couple of days and give you a crime reference number so you can claim it on the insurance or whatever, but they're not actually going to come out and reassure you or check things out, make sure the person's not hanging around still, you know, try and get any of your stuff back. They're not going to do none of that. So if my house got broken into, I mean, girl, they're probably not going to do anything. I'll ring them up and be like, hey, I'm being, you know, home invaded. It's not like it is in the movies, you know, where you ring the police and they do at least try and come. We don't have that here anymore, despite the fact that we are actually paying for the police in our taxes. What we're paying for, I don't know. Especially considering quite a lot of police officers here, as it all turns out, are massive fucking criminals. So I don't know. Are we paying for them to do crime sprees on their annual leave? I have no idea. So what we have here in the UK is a situation where you've got people who see a motivation to intimidate people, to harass people, to commit legit crime. For views, for clout, whatever. You also have a police force that is not going to help you when that happens to you. You could be being chased down the road by some dickhead with a knife and a camera. I mean, yeah, okay, maybe that person's not actually intending to hurt you, but you don't know that in the moment. They're fucking chasing you. The police aren't going to do shit. They're not going to come, if you can even get through to them. You know, a fucking crazy person breaks into your house, they're not going to do shit, you know. Some fucking freak runs around a city harassing, touching men. They don't want to do nothing. They don't want to do the work. And it's really sad that this is kind of the situation we're in, where as a nation, a society, I don't fucking know, we are basically we're kind of trapped in the asylum. You know, there's a whole bunch of people who have decided that their purpose in life and their contribution to society and to the world is to just basically run around being awful, and we are trapped with them. And nobody's going to do anything about it. Nothing will be done. The social media platforms will encourage them to act this way by rewarding them with, you know, priority placement on, you know, on the algorithm, boosted engagement. So they are rewarded for this. So it continues. I mean, if this is me getting old, I don't care. I'm quite content with that. I'm quite happy with it because, I mean, Christ. And you know the worst part about this? I'm just going to say it. Obviously, you know me. If you've been listening to the show for a while or even just a little bit, you know, I'm firmly on the left. I very much, you know, that's important to me. However, I very much dislike a lot of like left-wing spaces because they tend to be full of really annoying people. And this topic and this discussion and this situation brings out a lot of that because there are a lot of like dude bros and blokes on the left who basically will run around saying that this kind of thing, you know, it's just, oh, it's just boys being boys. It's just lads being lads. Because they, you know, either they have never had that experience or they are not the kind of person that's going to be targeted with that experience. You know. Some fucking bedroom Marxist who never really leaves the house is not going to be targeted by this kind of person. They are not gonna they're not gonna be intimidated in the street. They are not gonna be harassed in the street. They are not gonna be you know, going through these experiences mainly because they never go out anywhere. They just sit live streaming on YouTube or whatever. I'm so mean, but it's deserved. You know, if the house is broken into, they're downstairs in the basement. They ain't gonna hear about it for a good while. So they can write this kind of behavior off and say, oh, it's just fun. Don't take it so seriously. Just let them do what they want. And it's like, fuck off. No. No. So, you know, the people that have actually gone through these things get thrown to the wolves because some probably like middle class fucking goldsmith student on his summer break wants to feel that he is far more progressive than he actually is. Probably feels very guilty about being in a much better position than many of us in the world. And so that guilt comes out in being an apologist for a lot of fucked up things. And kind of the discrimination of low expectations, you know. This idea that, you know, these people, you know, these clout chasing maniacs can't help it because they haven't had the nice things in life. Because it's no. It's all kinds of no. But they run around and they say this and they throw people under the bus so that they can pretend to be progressive. And it's disgusting and I'm sick of it. And I'm wildly, I'm even seeing it with this guy who's apparently died. There are these fucking think bros who are trying to defend him. And it's like, well, it's funny because, you know, you live miles away from where this happened and you weren't one of the young guys that he was chasing. You weren't one of the young guys he was touching, intimidating. You are not having to live with what they have been through. you dismiss their experiences because you haven't had to live with it. And I think that is the center of why this stuff gets defended. You know, people who have never had to live through it, never will have to live through it, deciding that it's okay so that they can feel cool and progressive. But there is nothing progressive about enabling weird, gross behavior from people who can and should do better. Thank you for listening to Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. If you want to find more of my work, you can on my website, jenniferwan.com, or you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, SoundCloud, and pretty much every social media website ever, with the username Miss J Squared. Thank you to my amazing top tier patron supporters, Amanda, Kylie, Melissa, Anna, Sam, Casey, Christina, Josie, Gabriella, David, Eleanor, Alicia, Emily, Andy, and Tyler. I'll see you next time.